Haunted in Death by J.D. Robb. There nearly always is method in madness. G.K. Chesterton. There needs no ghost, my lord, come from the grave to tell us this. William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. Winter could be murderous. The slick streets and icy sidewalks broke bones and cracked skulls with gleeful regularity. Plummeting temperatures froze the blood and stopped the hearts of a select few every night in the frigid misery of Sidewalk City. Even those lucky enough to have warm, cozy homes were trapped inside by the bitter winds and icy rains. In the first 2 weeks of January 2060, post-holiday, bitch winter was a contributing factor to the sharp rise in domestic disturbance calls to the New York City Police and Security Department. Even reasonably happy couples got twitchy when they were bound together long enough by the cold ropes of winter. For Lieutenant Eve Dallas, double D's weren't on her plate. Unless some stir-crazy couple killed each other out of sheer boredom, she was homicide. On this miserable, bone-chilling morning, she stood over the dead. It wasn't the cold or the ice that had killed Radcliffe C. Hopkins III. She couldn't say, as yet, if the blue-tipped fingers of winter had been a contributing factor, but it was clear someone had put numerous nasty holes in Radcliffe C.'s chest, and another neatly centered on his wide forehead. Beside her, Eve's partner, Detective Delia Peabody, crouched for a closer look.
"I've never seen these kinds of wounds before, outside of training vids."
"I have. Once." It had been winter then, too.